everybody. Welcome back. Reports from Commodity Classic include now Brian Schwartz of Cenex. And hey, let's talk oil change, getting out of winter into summer mode. Finally, is winter over, Brian?
Well, I think we're pointing in that direction, Mick.
Finally.
Yeah, I think guys are starting to think about spring. I saw a gentleman in Nebraska doing a little discing the other day in a wet spot. I'm not sure how he did it with the ground as frozen as it is, but with guys starting to get back into the shops, it is time to start thinking about oil and getting equipment ready for the summer months coming.
Yeah.
With all the synthetic oil, with the change to 0-20 instead of 5-35, I mean, just... it's gotten confusing. So school us up. Tell us what we could or should do.
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, Mick, is just make sure you're using the oil that the manufacturer of your equipment tells you to do. You know, make sure it's a certified oil. And I guess my best advice is just don't cut corners on what you're putting in your equipment. The equipment just keeps getting more expensive every year, and you know you only do a couple oil changes a year for most farmers. So make that oil change a good oil change. Put an oil in there that does the job and is going to give you good protection from the first hour down to the last hour on that oil change.
Yeah,
kind of analogous with grease too. You know, one of the worst mistakes I made was not buying the wrong type of grease. It was buying a cheap piece of grease.
Yeah, you know, most guys don't give grease enough credit, Mick. We just go down to the Baumgartner store or our local farm supply store and we buy what's on sale.
Or Walmart.
Yeah, or Walmart for that matter, or Amazon. We'll even go that route. You know, farm machinery's done nothing but get bigger, and that equipment works harder than it ever has before, so make sure you're using a top-notch grease, too. Cenex has got a great lineup of grease, whether you're looking for a high-temp grease or a synthetic grease or some grease with moly in it. We've got a grease for everything, but, yeah, just like with the oil, make sure you're using a good product.
Yeah.
I know in Minnesota, there's a lot of boat trailers that are redoing their bearings on the wheels, and use that proper grease too there.
Yeah, because you never lose a boat trailer wheel on a good day.
That's right.
At 11 o'clock at night before fishing opener, that's a bad time to lose it.
Yeah, or on the way home with a fresh catch of walleye that's getting to be a little bit too warm. So.
Yes, indeed.
All right, any other lubricant tips from Cenex, Brian?
You know, just take advantage of getting filled up and get ready for these upcoming years. Like I said, make sure you're using a quality product like Cenex. Get a hold of your local co-ops and a salesman if you want to talk about the options that we offer and whether synthetics are right for you, or, you know, just make sure you're using what you're supposed to use and have a good growing season.
Kind of like with the herbicide. Always read and follow label directions. Same thing with oil and grease.
Correct, Mick. Correct.
Brian Schwartz of Cenex, a website to get more info.
Cenex.com, Mick.
We cross paths with Ted Stark of Cenex. You're a fuel guy.
I am the refined fuels district manager for the Pacific Northwest.
All right. Well, the PNW has a lot of renewable fuels. That's the hot topic out on the West Coast now.
It is, quite a bit. There's a lot of investment and infrastructure going into what is commonly referred to as renewable diesel. And not quite sure where we're going to end up with that, but it's certainly very popular in California right now and making its way a little bit north.
Yeah,
but it ain't biodiesel, right? It's a totally different critter.
Yes, correct. Yep. You know, renewable diesel is running an oil through the refining process. Biodiesel is using some sort of other form, a vegetable oil or animal fat, something like that, and adding it to our conventional diesel now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people excited about the future of diesel, but that would be true at Cenex. You're a diesel on-road, off-road. You've got a restoration program?
Yeah, so Cenex Premium Diesel is both our on-road, which is Roadmaster XL, and our off-road, which is Ruby Fieldmaster. And our goal is to keep producers in the field and out of the shop. We do that a variety of ways. First of all, we want to protect the injectors in those new engines. We want to clean out the engine from any old gunk or debris that's in there. We want to limit any corrosion that happens through the process of the fuel going through the engine. And all of that combined helps us guarantee a 5% restoration in fuel economy. With $4 gas right now, or $4 diesel right now, that's about 20 cents a gallon.
Which makes a difference. Every 100 gallons, there's $20.
Yeah. For every $100 you spend, there's $20 back, and it goes a long way. You know, the fuel markets are a little unstable right now. Not only the cost savings with something like Cenex Premium Diesel, but the maintenance and the downtime savings with using a really good premium diesel like ours goes a long way, because you just can't have any downtime in the spring or the fall.
Cenex has a great history of diesel education with farmers, and we're coming out of winter, thankfully, finally. Going into spring, what are some tips for tank swapping from winter to summer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So tank maintenance is a really important part of the process that a lot of folks tend to overlook. Cenex Premium Diesel has a storage stabilizer in it, so we want to make sure that diesel fuel coming out of the winter is in the best possible shape to go through your engine. In addition, we use a demulsifier in our premium diesel, so instead of taking the water and suspending it, we push it to the bottom of that tank so that it doesn't get sucked up by the suction pump or the spout that goes down into there. And then we really encourage, when you're at the bottom of your tank, to get that water and debris out of the bottom of it when it's really low on fuel, so that when you put some fresh fuel in, you're not mixing in some debris back. So tank maintenance is a huge part of the spring, should really be done in the winter, and then, you know, backfilling with a really good product that's helped kind of preserve that diesel.
Can you do anything about the price? It seems to go up every day, but that's something totally beyond everyone's control, isn't it?
It really is. Fuel is a global market now, and what affects us on the other side of the world has trickle-down effects here. You know, the United States is coming into a period where it traditionally raises prices a little bit, going into planting here in the spring. Traditionally, there's a lot of refinery turnaround or maintenance here, which causes a little bit of supply issue. The global news is not helping at all, but I do see some bright signs coming around the corner. Some of the futures look really good. And as long as we don't have continued escalation, I think we'll get back to a little bit of normal here sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time diesel has gone up. All fuel is going up. Toilet paper and meat are going up. Everything's going up.
Absolutely. I live on the West Coast. It's very expensive and it's getting higher. But I think on the fuel side, hopefully we'll see some relief here pretty soon.
Ted Stark of Cenex out there in PNW. Thank you very much for the visit on diesel.
Thank you very much.
A website to get more info.
Cenex.com.
All right. Thank you, Ted. You bet. All right. Hey, let's take a break. Come back with more from Commodity Classic.